I'm back again. This is part two of my update and huge thanks, boo. I would like to thank everyone who's sent me messages. For some reason, I can't get comments on the app on my phone. I don't know why. And I've tried logging into my Audio Boom account online, and it won't let me log in for some reason. I don't know why. So it keeps saying username and password, but I know it's right, username and password, so I think it's just having an off day. So thank you to Melanie Akpotu. Thank you to Sultan RL. Thank you to Jack Scrimshaw, Scrim 11. To Steve Wicket, Stephen Anthony, the Fonzamondo. Paul Leishman, thank you very much. I really do appreciate what you've said to me. If I've missed anybody, I do apologise. And if I haven't responded to your comments, I do apologise once again because I can't read them right now. I will get round to it though. This is the situation I've found myself in. And I guess the sooner I get on with it, the better. Because if I don't, then I'm never going to do it. So what I'm going to do is I've got my shoes on. I've got my rucksack. I'm going to get my cane and go on bus. And attempt to do some shopping. So we'll see if we get there. I'm going to go down to Sainsbury's, which is in our local shopping centre called Crystal Peaks. I would go to Shop Up Road, but it's really expensive and it's only literally 2 minutes away. And I do want quite a bit of stuff. So I would go to Asda, but I'm not sure of where. I haven't done the route with Johnny, so I definitely haven't done the route with McCain. So I'm not sure where to go. I've got a rough idea. I suppose I could try and wing it, but there's a couple of busy roads to cross, and I'm not sure where crossings are and stuff. So once I've figured that one out, then I can deal with that. So I'm going to pop down to Sainsbury's. I know where Sainsbury's is. Safer option. maybe less nervous anyway. So I'm going to do that. But like I said earlier, this is going to change my life for the foreseeable future. I mean, if I cannot go away to train, you know, and I would be happy to go away to train with Iris. I have said this. If I could go away to train, that'd be fine. But if they insist that I've got to train with another dog from home, then I'm sorry, it ain't going to happen. Not until I ain't got another dog at home. And not until things are discussed with me and with Dominic. Because it affects his life as well. You know, it's awful. It's awful when somebody's saying to you, you know, like Iris went to greet Dominic and he put his hands on it, which is the most natural thing to do. And he got told, no, please don't do that. I don't know. I just found it extremely difficult, and I guess nobody's to blame. It's a combination of all these different factors. So, before I start waffling on again, I'm going to try and do this bus thing. So you can accompany me on my journey if you like. There might be lots of pauses because I only have 10 minutes. So I'm just going to get myself ready and then I'll join you a bit later on. And my phone's locked. Pause. Next track. Pause. Next track. Audio. Unlock. Open. Unlock. Button. Unlock. Pause recording. Button. So, I've missed a bus. I'm on my way up to tram stop now. And, I think I've only done this route once for my stick before. Doing okay. bin. I did cross over in the wrong place, but I suppose that was me not concentrating really on where I needed to cross, because I was concentrating on where bus were coming or if it were a lorry or... Anyway, I'll be back in a bit. I've managed to get to Crystal Peaks, got on tram, got a bit confused because they've moved railings, which I were looking for. So anyway, I managed to get down here and just walking through the shopping centre now. I've already hit a woman in a wheelchair and nearly knocked over a child. Been walked into. But I'm just walking quite slow. Oh, I'm going past Iceland. Should I go in there? That'd be quicker. Should go to Sainsbury's. Hang on. I'm just navigate this. Yeah, I'm round. So I'm just going to find a lift and I'll come back to you in a bit. So it's 12:32. I am in Sainsbury's. I've eventually found customer services, which has also moved. And I'm just waiting for somebody to accompany me round the store. So I've made it. Yeah, it's not bad.
An hour in.
We could have gone slower if you want, you know.
I'm sure they'll find me something else to do to keep me occupied. I've come down the wrong aisle here.
It's okay.
Have a bit of a rest.
See how busy it is at checkout then when we get there.
Doesn't look too bad.
But thank you ever so much for your help anyway.
Welcome.
What's your name?
My name's Jackie.
Jackie. You probably know my mum. She used to work here.
All right. What's your name?
Anita. It's 13:24 and I'm stood at the tram stop now. Finally made it here. And I guess when I get home, that's my first one under my belt and I've got a load of shopping. I don't know I'm carrying it all. I've got my rucksack on my back and I've got a couple of carriers in my hand. So anyway, just wait for the tram and I'll report back when I get home. Let you know what time it is. Although I have got to wait for tram, so it could be a while, I've just missed one. 13:48, it's 13:48, I've just come up. Hello, my boy. Hello. Come on then, let me get in with these bags. Good boy. Good boy. Oh. Good boy. You've been a good lad. Yeah. Oh. What you got for me? Let me see. Oh, have you got your sheep? Yeah, good boy. Good boy. And that's it. That's my first route. Really, under my belt. Feel better now I've done it. I was very nervous though, to be fair. But it's done. Done and dusted. And we can cross that. Offers a list of things to do and draw a line under it. So, bye for now. 38 seconds. Pause recording. And I'm sorry, I had a lot of pauses in it as well. Anyway, bye for now. I'll go and unpack my shopping. Bye. Hello, little lad. Hello. Hello. A good boy. Yeah. Oh, come here. I missed you today. I missed you. Give me that sheep. 1, 2, 3. Oh, good boy. Good boy. I missed you. You've been all right on your own. Yeah.